The Anti-Corruption Commission that Governor Cuomo appointed is recommending taxpayer money be used for campaign financing in statewide elections. It's one of many suggestions from the Moreland Commission that was created 6 months ago in response to a scandal in the state legislature. Our Albany reporter, Karen DeWitt, has been reading the 100-page report the commission released last night, and she joins us now. Good morning, Karen.
Morning, Sotirios.
So how bad does the commission say the public corruption situation is in New York?
Well, you know, all along I've gotten the impression that the district attorneys who are the commissioners on this panel, including Kathleen Rice of Nassau County, William Fitzpatrick of Syracuse, they really seem to be truly appalled at what they've seen. I mean, they all have to raise money, too, for their campaigns, but on a much smaller scale. They used some pretty strong language. They called their findings a permissive culture of both illegal and legal corruption in state government, and they say it's a stinging indictment of our state's porous laws. And they hope that they have now a blueprint to fix what they call is just, you know, rampant dysfunction.
And what specifically did they find? Were legislators misusing funds to pay for their own expenses?
They have a lot of ongoing investigations that sounds like they are really looking at, you know, ways where large donors actually influence lawmakers and control the passage and suppression of legislation. That's what they are contending.
Now, New York City already uses a taxpayer-funded system for matching candidates' funds. Is that what the Moreland Commission is recommending for the state?
Yeah, they seem that they reached that conclusion based on what they've seen. They said they've issued over 200 subpoenas. They've combed through millions of pages of documents. They say it's the only way to curb the undue influence of large money donors, and they say they're, you know, they're controlling the legislation up here in Albany. And, you know, I would point out, unlike government reform groups who have said this for years, the government reform groups are kind of always, you know, on the outside looking in. But the Moreland Commission says they're actually gathering proof that the donors do hold sway over the lawmakers, and they have a number of ongoing investigations that they're going to continue. This is just a preliminary report.
Now, using taxpayer money to help fund campaigns can keep kind of deep pockets. Interest groups from, you know, wielding influence. Why hasn't this idea caught on before?
You know, that's a very good question. It's been, you know, we've had the matching donor system in New York City. It's widely viewed as successful. I guess, you know, it looks like the current system benefits lawmakers. They get money for their campaigns. It's a decades-old tradition. Officially, the holdup is the Senate Republicans. They say they're philosophically opposed to using taxpayer money for campaigns. But Governor Cuomo, who named this commission, he also benefits from the current system. He's raised almost $30 million for his reelection next year, and he doesn't even have an opponent at this point. So that money can scare off opponents and make it easier for these people, once they're in office, to continue to win reelection.
But the governor does say that he is for these recommendations, is that
right?
Yeah,
absolutely. We should point that out. And most of the recommendations here are ones that he made in the spring during the legislative session and that the legislature ultimately refused to pass.
Karen, does this commission have any teeth at all? I mean, what are the chances any of the recommendations will actually be implemented?
Well, it's going to be very interesting. Governor Cuomo is likely going to call for all of them in his state. But with the current configuration of the legislature, as I mentioned, the Republicans controlled the Senate with a handful of breakaway Democrats, and they held up identical legislation last year. So what's going to change? Maybe the pressure that they're all up for reelection. Certainly they're going to have to do something. But will it be public campaign finance, matching donor? Will it be some of these other things like having the state Board of Elections take away the enforcement powers from them because they haven't been enforcing the laws and set up an independent agency instead? That all remains to be seen.
And Karen, just briefly to wrap up, is this Moreland Commission's work done now?
This is just a preliminary report. They have a lot of investigations ongoing. They're continuing to issue subpoenas. They say they've done some undercover work. I think they've even been wiretapping people, if I'm correct. But at any time, Governor Cuomo could actually call them off and stop the investigation. So he's kind of using that as a stick with lawmakers to maybe get them to agree to reform legislation in the next session.
Reporter Karen DeWitt covers Albany for public radio stations across the state. Thanks so much, Karen.
You're welcome.